Two journalists mentioned in a scandal to induce them to slant stories to enhance the chances of the NDC ahead of the 2012 elections have described the story as untrue, baseless and wicked. The journalists Abraham Dimi and Felix Dangba Lambert, who report for the GBC in the Upper East region, told Radio Ghana that the stories are a grand design to destroy their reputation. First, Abraham Dimi.
It is very, very, very untrue. This is because the issue at stake, according to my understanding, took place as far back as the 16th of May. And by the 16th of May, I was still at Tumu. I have been on retirement since June last year. I was only called back in June, 2 months ago. So whatever might have happened before I came. Actually, I find it very interesting that maybe some mischievous citizen decided to write my name, who is not even vulgar, including me, as if I received something from the NYEP. In any case, we held a meeting last Friday, GGA meeting, and one Abani, who claims to be a coordinator between the ICC and the journalists, said he took the initiative on his own to try to see whether he could get, especially the freelance journalist, help to get employment. And even with that, he succeeded in getting a letter just for the Metro one apply. Apart from that apply guy, he said he has not given any letter to any other person. So how they got the name from GBC to be intense, I find it very, very funny on the part of whoever has come out with that letter. He also came out saying that the whole thing is a hoax, and that even what Abani did was just something he was trying to help a few of our colleagues who have no job, and he was trying to help them. But the way it turned out, I feel it was an evil thing altogether.
Why do you think somebody will conceive such an idea to brand all of you?
That is the interesting thing, because as I said, me, I wasn't even around. I wasn't even around at all. My first assignment was the first week of June. So I don't know, if it came as a big surprise to me that somebody who wasn't around, and if something happened, why do you put my name there? I haven't received anything. I have nothing to do whatsoever with the NIEP. So it's only whoever did it knows why he has done it. But the person should come out and prove, and we are not finding anybody.
Another journalist implicated in the scandal is Felix Dangba Lambert. He says the story is absolutely false.
I haven't received any letter to that effect.
So why are they mentioning your name?
This whole thing, as you can see, I wasn't the only fellow whose name was mentioned. And personally, because I haven't received anything to that effect, I decided to lay low with regards to what is happening. I just decided not to comment about it. But as you can see, I wasn't the only fellow whose name was mentioned. And I haven't received any letter from anybody with regards to what is currently pertaining the media landscape.
Are you really worried about the situation in which you find yourself now?
Of course, I'm very worried because, one, an image which was built for about 5 years or 3 years has been actually affected, which means my credibility is at stake. So I'm very, very worried, and I'm actually looking forward to Upper East branch of the GJA to come in and investigate into this issue and come out with whatever outcome that is come out. They'll share it with the public.
How do you feel at the moment?
At the moment, psychologically and emotionally, I'm not stable, not very stable, because as I earlier mentioned, you know, day in and day out, I'm always on air reporting. And sometimes you ask yourself, so now if I go on air and talking about issues regarding the Upper East region, how will people take me as in line with what has happened? But all the same, I was told by my GJA president here that they are investigating the matter and they will come out with something. So I'm just relying on the report that will come out and hoping that it will actually help that has been attended.
Do you sense anything fishy as we speak now?
Of course, I actually sense something fishy in this whole thing because, one, they made mention of the minister, that is Honorable Baba Jama, the journalist. When Honorable Baba Jama came to this region, I wasn't assigned on his visit to the region. So, which means, automatically, I wasn't there. If anything of that sort took place, I wasn't there. So I just see the whole thing as something which has been comported to take some of us our image. That is it.
You heard Abraham Dimi and Felix Dangba Lambert, who have been implicated in the scandal to induce them to slant stories in favor of government, talking to Papo Bruce.